Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. EUFYofficial.com/videolock.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL back when it was a sports station. Sports station with a wild card morning show. Listening back to these shows from just about 5 years ago, I'm starting to actually listen to a few of them. I remember very little of it, just a really, really short memory. But I'm actually starting to enjoy the dynamic of it, and I hope you are too. I like giving you a free view of them so you can check out the first handful of minutes. Sometimes I post a little bit more than that, but the full thing is available on my Patreon, where I put a ton of content up each and every week. That is P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. There I have the full Lost Zane recordings. I release 2 episodes a week, plus a number of other things up there. And I'm especially proud of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast on Friday nights, usually, sometimes Thursday nights. But Ben, myself, and a live audience via Zoom. So you get to hang out. I talk to you. You know, it's just, there's a lot going on. We play games. It's really a lot of fun. You will love the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Okay, that's it. Check that out all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. But otherwise, enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. This one comes to us from July 1st, 2016. Just released the shows in order. This is how I started the show back on that date. Enjoy. That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show available patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks as always from the time, and we'll talk to you very soon.
And good morning, show number 61 is away. The 1st of July, 2016. This is the Eric Zane Show. Welcome in. Weather today, cloudy. For the most part, finishing up rain showers right now. 76 for a high tonight, low of 52, and for Saturday, high of 82. A constant stream of cars headed up north, 131, pretty much a parking lot yesterday. People get an extra day, take it when they can for a long weekend. Fourth falls on the on Monday. This is the Eric Zane Show. Welcome in, Julius. Julius, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good. Kind of a crappy day.
For the weather, that's for sure. But we'll get through it. No big deal. Should be a good weekend. You got plans?
Not really. Laura's friend is coming up. That's about it.
Yeah.
Nothing too special, no.
So you'll be entertaining, making food for them, waiting on them?
Hopefully not.
Making them happy?
I think so, though, yeah.
No shooting off fireworks for you?
No shooting off. I don't like fireworks.
I know. Hey, that's why I asked
you. It's
the
biggest waste of time.
That's why I asked you. But yeah. So, a lot going on today. There's a ton to get into. We have a different dynamic today, as I would normally welcome in Tyler Doan at this point. And you may have heard on the show yesterday when it was revealed to us that the situation is we have several people who are on part-time hours, and there is some, they're by the book here. They don't want anyone more than 29 and a half hours. Is that right? Because if that happens, there's, I don't know, the world collapses. I'm not sure exactly what.
Rumor has it that's what happens, but we don't know since they keep everyone under 29 and a half.
There was one incident where Doan, or in the past 3 months that I've worked here, that he went way over that. And it was like, it was a catastrophe.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics, but I know there was a lot of people pissed about this. That had a ripple effect within the entire organization. And so he's, hey, I got a bad thing going on. What's the matter, Doan? Oh, I went over 29 and a half hours. Okay. Yeah? Really? Well, what does that do? You don't want to know. Do we all turn into gremlins or something? I mean,
I think we do it wrong, though. I think it's, you don't get in trouble unless the people consistently go over 29 and a half hours. I think you can go over by the book.
You have to let them know, right?
No, like I think the company doesn't get in trouble for having someone go over 29 and a half hours like once a year, you know? Because you have to provide health insurance for someone who's a full-time employee.
Yes. So this is
I think you can get around the rules. Okay, this guy mostly worked 29 and a half hours, but 1 week he happened to work 35. That's not the end of the world.
Well, so there was...
The company hasn't found the loophole yet.
There was some way to do it. I don't know. But anyway, that was that. So it can't happen again. And so yesterday on the air, you know, here...
Causing so many problems.
Yeah, it was strange because, you know, I'm a big proponent of... and we haven't yet solidified the team on this show. It's taken forever, and we're getting there. Julius actually had an interview this week, and for the job, and there are others who have too for the number two, and that's fine. You know, we get it. It's there's a million things going on here at the radio station, but it's getting closer to what will solidify the show permanently. But really, not since. You know, six shows in, has there been any real permanent decision made about, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So, you know, imagine that. Now, ultimately, the person who is in Doan's chair, or if it's Doan, that's a permanent, that isn't a part-time job anymore, is it? That, I mean, we don't have to worry about this forever, do we? Do you even know? I don't know.
I might know some things.
Okay. Well, you probably can't say, but... when you were in that position with Michael's show, was that you weren't like a 29 and a half?
No, I was full time.
Okay. Well, then that's probably what will be the case, because I was concerned if, you know, we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Doan says, oh boy, I got a board op the bocce ball tournament on WJRW, so I won't be able to come in. And I'm very old school when it comes to the team. I don't like it to be. I don't like people jumping around because it's important for continuity, in my opinion. Even if it is Doan. So, when he broke the news to me yesterday, hey, I got big news. I don't think I'll be in on Friday. I'm like, why? What, dude? We have a segment with your name on it now. I don't know if I like that at all. You know
what a segment it was.
Pulse of the City with Tyler Doan was a big hit. And
Well, yeah, I know, but Mueller reached out to me and he asked, wanted to know if I could board up the College World Series in WJRW.
Should have told Mueller to pound sand.
You should have. So he revealed that to me, and then I went on a rant on the air and said, no, you're not. Tell him you can't do it. Have somebody else do it. Not that easy. Because he then went, and the boss, Dave Jackinette, says, no, you're going to do it. And so now I'm screwed. So I go in there, and I go to Dave, what's going on, man? Are you serious? And I go, well, let me put it this way. If he hadn't volunteered, would he still be doing it? And he said, yes. I go, okay, well, there's nothing I can do then. All right. We'll take it as it comes. We're, you know, I'm throwing in every cliche, like,
we gotta take things day by day.
It happens. Not the end of the world. We'll pick ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we'll buckle down, and no big deal.
Get through this together.
Learning process. Baby steps. Baby steps. We'll figure it out. I go, can he? Yeah, I don't know. Can you piece together 4 more hours and give the guy what's minimum wage here? I don't even know. I'll tell you what, I'll give him the $30. Just have him. And because of the reason, not that there are people that can't do that job. I'm just a stickler for consistency. That's it. Not the end of the world. And so later on, he goes, no, Don cannot be there. I've got Jessica. Now, Jessica works with Dave regularly on WJRW for the show that we've mentioned many times, Sound Off West Michigan, and very, very capable. So with that, we welcome in Jessica. How are you, Jessica?
I'm great. Now, thank you.
Now, I have a very bad memory, and it falls apart. This, especially those first couple of weeks when I was a complete bundle of nerves. Have you done this before with us?
No, not this show.
Okay, so this is the first time for you. Excellent. Welcome. We were all together at a station function yesterday.
Yes.
Now, what the station does is every quarter, if the station meets financial goals, meaning that the backbone of the radio station, the sales department, kicks ass and they meet a goal, the boss throws a party. And that was last night.
That was such a party, too.
It was pretty good.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah,
either.
It was. Yeah, good.
It was pretty tropical.
I'm glad you were. Yeah, I didn't realize that the score had such a nice setup in the back there. We went to the score, and it's right on the water.
I knew they had a view. I didn't know it was such a view. They had a valet going.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I didn't realize chicken wings was such a high-class operation.
I did not know what was happening. I've never seen that many cars.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I don't go out there during the summer too much because wings, I don't know, mostly winter food for me. But.
Well, I was talking with Brandon, who runs the joint over there at the score, and he said they are so slammed lately that all the other businesses are like, hey, you're packing in too many people, man. My chiropractic company that I built from the ground up cannot have your car, your restaurant patrons in the lot. So, but you're right. It was packed, man. And we're all there. The water and the breeze blowing in really nice. And so we all get together. Now, in the next segment, we're going to talk about an interaction. And Jessica, this is perfect that you're here because we had an interaction when you were
kind of
there. And Yvonne is your boyfriend, correct?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay. So I just meet the gentleman. I think we all did. And he is there, and Jessica is there, and Julius is there, and I'm there. And these are the players in the conversation. Now, yes or no, did you I gave you a hint off the air. Did you hear some of what was going on?
Oh, yeah. I avoided it.
Okay.
Crystal asked me a question the same time you asked, and I was like, okay, this conversation seems better.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to reveal it right this second. It will be next break. But I asked Yvonne a question. And now, Julius, on 10 being the highest chance, 0 being the lowest, what are the chances that Yvonne heard my question, which I looked right at him. I was 2 feet away from him.
10's the highest.
Yes.
I'm going to say an 8.
He heard. I know he heard because he looked at me and reacted. I asked him a question, and when it went the way it did, I went, oh, this is not great.
Awkward.
And then Julius said something, which I'll tell you about next segment, that threw me under the bus completely, and he laughed in my stupid, miserable gremlin face. It was the worst. I was like, oh, my God. What did I walk into here? What is happening? And so then I mentioned it to Jessica off the air because I didn't want to just blurt it out on the air. And I wanted, because I don't know you, and I didn't want to make you uncomfortable with something that was not worth, you know, to be talked about. So I brought it up to you, and I said, can we discuss that? And she goes, oh, yeah, I heard that, and yes, we can discuss it. Thank God. So we'll get more details about that in the very next segment. You have a problem with Doan? Is that?
Yeah, I got a big problem with Doan. I want to punch him in his stupid face.
Okay. So you're saying it's probably, well, I guess it would be good if he was here to bust him about it. But if he's not here, even more fun.
Exactly.
He's not here to defend himself.
You want me to do it right now? It's not that long of a story.
Yeah, well, we've got about two, three, four all minutes. Right. So set it up and do it.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when someone changes my desktop background, because I like my desktop background, what I pick out. I do.
Right here?
Yeah. I pick out one that I really like, high definition HD. What it looks really, really nice. I had a,
yeah, that computer does a really good job of accenting the balls on a penis.
Screw you. I had a Game of
Jessica almost threw up. She's taking a drink.
Speaking of balls and penis, I had a Game of Thrones wallpaper, really nice one, and Tyler decides to change.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Tyler decides to change it with his stupid face on my background.
Oh, he's playing a prank on you.
And I can't find the picture I was using because I want to go back to that one.
Oh, no.
So I want to fight him.
Mm. What was it?
I want to force feed him donuts so he gets gout.
What was the specifics of the picture? What was happening? What scene was it?
Oh, it wasn't a scene. It was just like a back. Like
just like a logo?
Yeah, just a logo. And he puts his stupid face with his little ginger head. Wearing a Miami University shirt with girls looking at him.
Oh,
I don't know how
no.
much he paid these yeah. girls to look at him like that.
That's worthy of a fight. That happened to me once, except it was my son who did it.
If I could find it, I'd be fine. I'm just mad that I can't find it.
So okay, if you you'd be spending the whole show searching out that logo. Then is what you're saying.
I'll look for it later.
All right,
but I am looking for it now.
Yeah. Well. There you go. In the very next segment, we'll do that. We'll break down this incredibly awkward interaction. And then Julius throwing me under the bus. That story on the way. Later on in the show, we've got a chance to win tickets for... We got a couple of things. We've got a pair of Berlin Raceway passes for Saturday's races. And we have WWE tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I said to Marcus, I go, we want to do a couple more giveaways. And so he gave me a couple of prizes for next week. For today. So we've got wrestling tickets for you. If that's your thing, we'll give those away a little later on. You want to do the civics test?
Yeah, let's do a civics test.
You want to do it knockout style with five, and then if you get it wrong, you're out?
Yeah, let's do that.
A little later on, the 7 o'clock hour.
We'll come up with some civic questions.
Now, this is because of 4th of July weekend. So, you know, these are standard questions, very simple, that new people becoming American citizens should be able to take or pass. Did your parents, they had to become citizens, the whole deal, right?
Yep.
They had to go through that whole process. Do you remember any of that? Or were you way too young?
I had to take that too.
Did you? Because you weren't born in Austria, right?
Yep. So I had to take like a modified civics test.
How old were you when that happened?
I think 5.
Do you remember any of this?
I do. Oddly enough, I do remember because we had to go to Chicago, I think. And I had to answer some questions. It was
everybody real stern and strict there?
I was 5. They were nice to me.
Because
I don't remember my parents taking it, but I remember me sitting there, and they asked me, like, who was the first president? And I was like, oh, it was George Washington. Apparently, okay. I sound like Doan as a 5-year-old.
Well, sure. Well, Doan sounds like a 5-year-old now.
That's true. So I do remember that. For some reason, I remember them asking me who the first president was.
Interesting. Now, have you ever left the country and come back in, like, as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
Like with immigration, have you ever had, when you at the border, like let's say you go to Mexico and you come back into the country, or you go to Canada and then you come back into the country. When we traveled from Honduras back to the U.S., Dude, I never, ever will get used to how stern and strict they are. They are so damn stone-faced and intimidating that I actually start to get nervous. And then, in my opinion, they start to become suspicious of you because you're so trying not to be nervous. You know what I mean?
I'm not so nervous around them because we went through like Romanian Border Patrol, which is like the shadiest organization in the world. They literally take, if you bring a TV, you pay them off in cigarettes and like stuff. And if you don't have like,
did you say you bring a TV?
Well, if you bring a TV, they took my grandma's TV from her as like their payoff.
Oh, just to get out or in?
They thought, they say some kind of crap answer like, oh, it's a suspicious item.
There's a whole room full of new TVs there.
Yeah, there is.
It's the new TV room.
They had my dad take the TV to this room, and there were just columns of TVs. I don't know. It's different now, but about a decade or so ago, they like, and my mom bought like cartons and cartons. She never smoked. Cartons and cartons of cigarettes to pay them off so they wouldn't take any of our stuff.
Who knew?
It's a shady organization that they're running over there in Romania. So,
they need to look into this.
So ever since then, U.S. Border Patrol, they're not going to take your crap from
it's
you.
It's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
All right.
You don't have to pay them off in cartons of cigarettes.
All right. I've got that story with Jessica, that unbelievable interaction at our office party. And have you ever done this, been driving down the road, and you have a flashing yellow light, and the other direction at the intersection has a flashing red,
mm-hmm.
and the person, and then there's two cars, you notice there's a car coming that has to stop for the flashing red, right? And
they don't,
and they go right in front of you, or you just pass them as they buzz you from behind. And did you ever have the realization that if you had gone just a second faster or
dead,
a second slower, either you'd be in a terrible wreck? That is awful, and that happened today. At right by my house on Baldwin.
To you?
I had the yellow.
Oh.
And the guy,
they're going to say you had the red?
I would have T-boned this guy and probably killed him because he just ran right through it. And I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe that happened. Right on 28th and Baldwin, flashing.
Did you honk your horn?
I did. I laid on it. I was like, come on, man. Did not even consider stopping. No, 1 second. Sooner or later, it would have been a catastrophe. Unbelievable.
I wonder what he was doing.
All right, he didn't even slow down. He didn't think about it. And it was one of those guys who had one of those fake cop cars.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It wasn't a cop, but they think it is. They like bought it at police auction.
They keep the mirror on there.
Right. Yeah. And you always think it's a cop behind. It would actually have been good because those things need to be off the road. It should not be allowed. We're in the Maryfest.com bankruptcy studios, and emails into the show are brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, Jeff Cartwright wants you to know it's the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show available patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks as always from the time, and we'll talk to you very soon.